Tell us, as you grew up in Europe, you grew up in Italy and England. Tell us about your exposure to sports and what was it? Was it more about your own discovery of those lessons, or was it more the mentors, the key people that were there that unlocked those doors to you?
Well, in Europe, I was part of the Italian and British school system, so I played cricket and soccer. And in the mid-70s, or actually the early 70s, I returned to the United States, where neither cricket nor soccer was a big-time American sport. First day of high school PE, I was the first kid picked in the basketball team. On the second day of high school PE, I was the last kid picked for high school basketball, because I just didn't have any hand-eye coordination skills. So I'm not necessarily or not naturally gifted athletically. But fortunately, I did befriend a kid who was a good swimmer, and I wanted to be like Jeff. And so when he went out for the swim team, I went out for the swim team. Most kids in the pool had 7 years' experience. By the time I entered high school, I was just beginning my first year of training. And got the most improved award 3 years in a row. I started so far back. But as you can tell, I took to the water, and the water took to me. It was an ideal marriage. I lucked into the right sport for my body physique and my mental state. And I do believe that it was relationships with Jeff, with the coach, with some of the other swimmers, that made me feel better about myself, which made me willing to endure the punishing of the body that's necessary in order to become good.